One of the most crucial events of the flight of Apollo 8 is scheduled...
Present orbital data. At the elapsed time I gave you, still carries an perigee of 60.8 nautical miles. That perigee is occurring at 8 degrees north by 89 degrees west. An apogee, an estimated apogee this would be, of 60.4. This would be after our circularization. The flight plan at this point is very busy. All three pilots have considerable tasks to do, as opposed to the last several days when the when their columns were virtual blanks. For instance, at 73 hours, 40 minutes right along about now, Frank Borman is busy doing a platform align to a specific number. Then he's called upon to roll right 180 degrees in a 2-second degree pitch down, and so forth. At the same time, Jim Lovell is doing a number of vectors. He's working on the RCS monitors, ensuring the values in the tanks there. And then shortly he is to start a rest period in about 10 minutes, a 2-hour rest period. And at the same time, Bill Anders is busy with a battery charger. He's doing an SPS monitor check. And he is to put a program in to acquire the high-gain antenna via the manned space flight network at a specific time. And during all this, he will be, the biomedical switch will be on him, so we'll be following his heart action. All in all, a very busy period on board. We are due to reacquire the spacecraft at in about 6 minutes. At 73 hours, 43 minutes into the flight, this is Houston.
On the maneuver.
This is Apollo Control, Houston. We expect to acquire just momentarily. The first call has gone out. We have acquired. We're reading good tank pressures, and here goes the first call.
Apollo 8, Houston, over. Houston, over. Apollo 8, Houston, loud and clear on me.
Houston, Apollo 8, over.
Apollo 8, Houston, loud and clear on me.
Read you loud and clear and ready for the burn status report.
Roger, ready to copy.
Houston. Roger, the burn was on time, 11 seconds, 0.2 with the VGX. -0.2 VGZ. Delta VC was -9.4. Verb A2 gives us an apogee of 62 and a perigee of 60.8.
Apollo 8, this is Houston. Roger. Your burn was on time. 11 seconds. VGX was plus 0.2. VGY minus 1.8. VGZ minus 0.2. Delta VC minus 9.4. Apogee 6.2. Perigee 60.8. Over.
Roger.
Control here. That circuit's noisier than we can recall in the last two passes, but we have heard the crew member, I think Borman, confirm an apogee of 62 miles, a perigee of 60.8, a virtually perfect second burn, giving us a circular orbit. We'll continue to, we'll leave the line open. Again, apogee on this, the third rev around the moon, will occur at 80 degrees west longitude, 9 degrees 30 minutes north latitude. Those are lunar coordinates, of course. The perigee on this rev will occur at 9 degrees 29 minutes south latitude and 99 degrees 28 minutes east longitude. That'll be on the backside of the moon. And our numbers now show an apogee of 60.9 versus a perigee of 60.5 compared to 62 mile apogee and a 60.8 mile apogee from the crew. Excellent agreement. Should be advised that we are planning a press conference to begin in about 45 minutes in the MSC auditorium, 9:30 Houston time.
Houston, weak but clear.
Okay, you're loud and clear.
exceptionally quiet pass across here. We're reading a pitch attitude of 192 degrees. Pitch down, yaw, 356 degrees, and a 177-degree roll attitude, a very steady attitude, and I believe they're in orbital rate, or that is a rate calculated to hold their windows in a specific position and move them in as they move across the face of the moon. Level should be in a rest period, 2 hours duration now. Perhaps that's why they're keeping quiet. And Bill Anders is extremely busy taking pictures. 70 millimeter and 16 millimeter. 70 millimeter still, 16 millimeter movies. This is Apollo Control Houston. We're 52 minutes from loss of signal on this pass. And let's look over our ECS, our Environmental Control System summary table. The cabin pressure, 4.9, and holding very nicely. The cabin temperature, 77 degrees. I think that's up a few degrees from yesterday. I don't recall exactly. In general, we can expect to see, we should be seeing a slight rise in temperature. This was predicted by the thermal people, a rise, particularly in the outside temperature, the outside skin temperature of the spacecraft, a rise of something like 10 to 12 degrees. And this was based on estimates from the 101, the Apollo 7 flight, and the experience to date in deep space. Point to be made is that it's the spacecraft is slightly colder as it traverses from Earth to Moon than it is while in orbit about either body. Slightly colder on the outside. The inside remains relatively stable. A very quiet period, and so we'll just take the line down. If something occurs, we'll come back up immediately. At 74 hours, 10 minutes into the flight, this is Apollo Control, Houston. Control Houston here, 74 hours, 12 minutes. And after a long quiet period there, Mike Collins put in a call, and he is getting some conversation from Frank Borman, be it ever so brief. Let's hear it now, and we'll catch up and go in into the live situation.
Apollo 8, this is Houston, over.
Hello, Michael.
Yeah, good morning, Frank. We've been tracking you for about 18 minutes now, and we show your orbit 61 by 60 and a half, over.
Thank you.
Apollo 8 Houston, your SPS engine looked good on LOI number 2 burn.
Thank you.
Apollo
Houston, Houston, Apollo 8.
All right, I got a couple of jolly updates for you when you're ready to copy.
Stand by.
This is Apollo Control, Houston, over all this noise. We'll take the line down at this point, try to figure out where the source of all our noise is. Fortunately, it's been an extremely quiet pass. But if there is any further conversation, we'll come back up and play it for you. At 74 hours, 21 minutes into the flight, this is Apollo Control, Houston.